You're listening to Rhema for Today.
Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? You see, it isn't, Paul plainly stated here, it isn't for teaching. If it's not for teaching, then it wouldn't be for preaching. I'm like one fellow said one time, he said, I wouldn't preach anything I couldn't teach. And I wouldn't teach anything I couldn't preach. You see, only difference between teaching and preaching is that when you teach, you go into a little more detail with it, you see. But when you preach, well, you generalize a little bit more, but the same truths are there.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, the Holy Spirit series, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
I noticed in the Washington, D.C. Regional Convention, Full Gospel Business Men, we had a banquet for college students, primarily ministerial students. We had 14 different universities represented, and then ministers, denominational ministers. And we had a panel on here, a medical doctor and a psychiatrist in New York City gave his testimony here about being saved, being filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking with other tongues, and mentioned a number of marvelous deliverances that had come through praying for his patients in other tongues, mental patients that he hadn't been able to reach and been treating for years, but that in 30 days' time they is home well by him just laying his hands on them and praying over them in tongues. And he sort of grinned and said, you know, I don't really just practice psychiatry anymore from the standpoint of psychiatry. He said, but it does present a door open for me to get truth into people. And so he said, I found out that I can do people a whole lot more good by just laying hands on and rebuking the devil in the name of Jesus. And he sort of grinned sheepishly and said, I found out there's such things as demons and evil spirits. Amen. Then we had this panel discussion. There's several of we ministers on the panel. Now, I answered the questions that they presented, and about 70% of all questions is on tongues. I answered the questions on tongues, and Brother Oral Roberts answered the questions on healing, and some of the other ministers answered on other questions they might ask, unless they just particularly directed a question to one of the persons on the panel. And so about 70% of all the questions that's asked is on the subject of tongues. And some of them said, well, now, you know, why would we have to, and these were ministers speaking, you know, who were in seminary, some of them preparing for the mission field, why would we have to go to school and learn the language if God could just give it to you? See, they misunderstood, misinterpreted the whole thing. They thought that speaking with tongues, you see, is just always speaking language that can be understood, and that this gift of tongues is God giving you that where you could speak to people, and that's not it at all. It's a supernatural language to talk to God in.
Amen.
That's right. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? You see, it isn't, Paul plainly stated here, it isn't for teaching. If it's not for teaching, then it wouldn't be for preaching. I'm like one fellow said one time, he said, I wouldn't preach anything I couldn't teach. And I wouldn't teach anything I couldn't preach. You see, only difference between teaching and preaching is that when you teach, you go into a little more detail with it, you see. But when you preach, well, you generalize a little bit more, but the same truths are there. And so you see, he said, yet in the church I'd rather speak 5 words with my own understanding than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue, that by my voice I might teach others also. Tongues are not for teaching and preaching. On the day of Pentecost, for instance, when the Holy Ghost is poured out, and when some of these people, I'm sure of this one thing, these 120 weren't all speaking languages that could be understood, but these different people that were there did hear someone speaking in their language. But none of them got saved until Peter got up and preached. Did you notice that? Didn't anybody get saved as a result of hearing folks talk with tongues? Did you notice that? No one got saved until Peter got up and preached to them. You see, friends, gifts of the Spirit and the miraculous and supernatural doesn't save people. That's not the purpose of it. It gets people's attention. And then after their attention is arrested, you can give them the truth. Now, for instance, seeing the angel, having a vision, didn't save Cornelius. Did it? But it got his attention. Praise God. So that when Peter did come to tell him, to preach, to tell him words whereby thou and thy house shall be saved, as Peter put it himself in Acts 11:14, that the angel told him, send to Joppa and inquire in such and such house for Simon Peter, who when he has come will tell thee words whereby thou and thy house shall be saved. He is ready to receive it, wasn't he? But Peter spoke to him in a language he could understand. And so signs and wonders and spiritual gifts and supernatural things are not to save people. They won't save people, but they will arrest people's attention. And then you can get up and preach the truth to them and the gospel to them. Praise God, they can be saved. You see, when Moses, way back in the Old Testament, when he saw a bush on fire, well, it got his attention. Then God was able to speak to him. And so it's certainly true that tongues is not for teaching. And tongues is not for preaching. Now, it's certainly true that at times, folks have spoken in a tongue that somebody in the congregation understood. And sometimes it's been a message to them. But they weren't preaching to the congregation or weren't teaching the congregation at all. Isn't that true? Amen. That's right. And so in that case, of course, well, the tongues is for a sign. Now, in the, I know of people personally, I mean, not just hearsay, that were knew other languages, and in fact, that was their mother tongue. And someone in the congregation, just a poor widow lady, that had very little education, that took in washings and ironings for a living. And yet she got up and spoke right in the service, fluently, in this person's language, and told them things about themselves that, you know, that the pastor told me personally. He said, I was holding a meeting in the church, and I wasn't in on that service, but the pastor talked to him about it. He said, I interpret, and I thought, well, my, here it is Sunday night, and I don't get an interpretation of that tongue. Nobody else did, so I have to wonder if it's out of order, but we went on. And then this person came to him and said, who was that woman that's talking to me? This person never been before in their lives to a Protestant church. And this person came to the pastor, who was that woman that's talking to me? He said, what do you mean? Why, he said, she called my name. And he went on telling him what she told him. And it dawned on that pastor, and he said, well, that woman can't talk. Well, that woman's a... She can't even talk English. She doesn't even have a fifth grade education. She's a widow lady. Her husband died. They had no poor people, had no insurance. And she just does washings and ironings and such things as that for a living. I'll introduce you to her. And then this man began to talk to her in the very tongue that she had spoken in. And of course, it's all, as we say, Greek to her, you know. And he could see. And then just talking to her in conversational English, as we say, or American talk, but he could see by the way she talked that she's a very uneducated woman. He went away, but the next Sunday night he came back and knelt in the altar and was gloriously saved. Praise God. Now God spoke to him that way, see? God spoke to him that way. And so that does happen, but she wasn't preaching to him in tongues. She wasn't preaching to the congregation or teaching anybody in tongues. And so, as I said, some of these seminary students asked, they thought, you see, that tongues was just the ability to speak foreign languages, you know, and that God would maybe give that to you, you know, so you could go be a missionary, but that's not the purpose at all. And so, Paul, notice here, here's what I'm saying to you is this. I'm not discussing the subject of divers kinds of tongues. I mean from, as Paul discussed it here. But I'm talking about being filled with the Holy Ghost and speaking with other tongues. And I want you to notice here that Paul is encouraging the church at Corinth to continue to speak and to pray and to worship God in other tongues. And he's encouraging them to do that primarily in their own private prayer lives. Certainly, when we're all praying together as believers or Christians, it'd be all right to pray the other tongue because you come down here to pray to edify yourself. I want you to notice that he said he that speaketh an unknown tongue edifies himself. Now, edified means he builds himself up. Here's a means of spiritual edification.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Lynette Hagin's CD titled, Whatever You Need, God's Got It. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's 3-CD set entitled It Shall Come to Pass. We are also offering Kenneth E. Hagin's book entitled Your Faith in God Will Work. These three items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Once again, worldwide homecoming,
yes,
winter Bible
so
seminar. It's coming up fast. It's February 16th through the 21st, a Sunday night through a Friday. And
yes,
on Sunday night, there's one service at 6 p.m., but on Monday through Friday, it's 8:30, 9:30, and 10:30 a.m., and then a 7:30 p.m.
service.
7 p.m. service.
Yes. And you know, the world is coming home. All a lot of the graduates from
all the schools
world.
All over the world.
Yes.
300 and something out of them all over the world.
Yes.
And there will be on Thursday night, it's a special time. There will be
a
parade of flags.
Yes.
You just got to be here to see it and experience that. And it's right here on the Rhema USA campus. Just go to rhema.org/WBS,
yes,
and you can get all the information.
That's right. And there's some special leadership,
yes,
training,
yes,
for those working in the children's area, the youth area, the music and the media area. There's 9 hours that week of training for you. It's all free. And so we encourage you to come. And then, of course, at nighttime, we have children's services for those that are infants through the fifth grade.
Yes.
And just lots and lots of things.
Lots of things going on.
That's right.
Well, we want to thank you.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free. 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his Holy Spirit series. That's tomorrow on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.